So this is complicated. I'll be honest. I don't say, try not to, it's a depressing way to start a shiur to say it's complicated, but it's hard. I've been grappling with this sometimes, you know, a few times. I always look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. It always gets me more confused, and I think I'm still confused. When exactly are you supposed to make Anatilas Yadayim in the morning? Very simple. Like, at what point do you say the actual bracha? No?
The minimum is when you're dressed.
So I don't get it. So what comes first? Not to get too personal over here. So the Arizal says it's straightforward. According to the Arizal, it's very easy. Arizal says you wash your hands, you say Anatilas Yadayim. That's step one. Step two, when you wake up, you can have it by your bed, whatever it is. But the Anatilas Yadayim is made, according to the Arizal, citing the Magen Avraham, right before you even use the bathroom, before anything is used, Anatilas Yadayim is first, and the bracha.
That's assuming you have a...
Okay, but even if...
next to you.
Not even if you walk to the bathroom, according to the Arizal, you're washing your hands first in the bathroom, walking out of the bathroom, saying Anatilas Yadayim, going back into the bathroom to do your business, etc., and you go on. That's the Arizal says straightforward, and that makes sense according to the reason for Anatilas Yadayim, like the Rajba. That if you're supposed to be a Birya Chadasha, you're making it when you wake up, you're a new person. So the first second that you can, when you wake up, you make the bracha. Okay, 1 second. You're with me so far, though. You're with me so far? I'm warning you, it's going to get confusing. I'm going to keep it at my minimum, but it's going to get confusing. Stop me if you lost me. So far, so good. So far, so good. Now let's do the opposite extreme. Okay, and then we'll do the middle confusing sheet. The opposite extreme is the Gra. The Gra makes a lot of sense. The Gra says you make Anatilas Yadayim in shul when you check yourself if you need to go to the bathroom, and you go to the bathroom and you wash your hands, possibly. You wash your hands in shul for chakras, then you make Anatilas Yadayim. And that makes sense, like the Rush. The Rush says the main point of the washing your hands in the morning is for Tefillah Shacharis, so you could do it right before Tefillah Shacharis. The closer to Tefillah Shacharis, the better. Makes sense. So far, you bought hook, line, and sinker, everything good. Now comes, like, it all breaks loose, yeah? Magen Avraham has this cryptic line commenting on the Arizal, which was the first sheet, and he says, you should use the bathroom before Netilas Yadayim. Why? So this way you could say Asher Yotzer and Anatilas Yadayim together, right? Because then you've already gone to the bathroom, now you could say Asher Yotzer, okay. And he has this other line where he says, and because you can't make the bracha if you need to go to the bathroom. Okay. What does this Magen Avraham mean? So two interpretations and the Chabur is over. But you have to be able to figure out what these two interpretations are. So
when was the Magen Avraham?
Well, I can't hear you.
When was the Magen
Avraham? It's around the same time as a little bit before, actually, the Gra, I believe. But the point is, I'm trying to do it in the easiest sheet, not necessarily chronological order, the easiest way to process it, at least in my head.
No, because I'm thinking that, you know, things are a little different or around our time.
Oh, you're saying a couple hundred years into today. Okay, fair point. And we'll talk about that in a second.
Bodily needs change.
Exactly. But the Magen Avraham seems to say that you... So what does the Magen Avraham mean? So shot number one in the Magen Avraham, which is the way the Mishnah Berurah interprets it, means you do a very interesting thing. You wash your hands first. Then you go to the... Because you on the Anatilas Yadayim first. Then you go to the bathroom. Then you wash your hands again. And you make an Anatilas Yadayim on that second wash. Why can't you make... No, because you still need to go to the bathroom. And so your bodily needs need to go to the bathroom, and you want to make Asher Yotzer together with the Anatilas Yadayim. Yeah.
100 years ago, they had outhouses.
Yeah,
they had indoor plumbing.
Okay, okay. Mr. Brewer was 100 years ago, so this is Mr. Brewer's interpretation. Yeah, Mr. Brewer would have changed that if it was changed. So according to Mr. Brewer, according to the Magen Avraham, you're washing your hands first, you're going to the bathroom, you're washing your hands again, you're walking out of the bathroom, obviously, and saying Anatilas Yadayim and Asher Yotzer now. Once, only once.
On the first or the second?
Second, according to the Mishnah Berurah's interpretation.
So
among
washing your hands the first time, not...
Exactly. Washing...
And the cleaner hands.
So that's... So you're jumping to... You're very bright, but you're not... You're ahead of me. According to the Mishnah Berurah... No, Mr. Levine, according to Mishnah Berurah, that's not correct. According to Mishnah Berurah, you wash Anatilas Yadayim three times. Okay. Then you go to the bathroom. Then you wash your hands again. walk out of the bathroom, say Anatiwas Yadayim, and Asher Yatzar. And you combine the Anatiwas Yadayim and Asher Yatzar together, so you're a good Jew, and you didn't make the bracha when you needed to go to the bathroom. So everything is good in the world of the Mishnah Berurah, except Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't like this idea. He doesn't. Why doesn't he like it? He doesn't like it, he says, because, remember, there's two reasons for Anatiwas Yadayim. The Rajba, who says that you should make it as soon as you wake up, and the Rosh, which says you should make it closer to davening. So he says, well, what's going to happen, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you need to go to the bathroom, and he's really paraphrasing the Chai Odom, you're going to have to go to the bathroom when you reach shul, and that's going to be right before davening, and you're not going to make it onto this dime again, because you already made it at your house. So says the Magen Avram, says Mishnah Berurah, according to Magen Avram, says the Mishnah Berurah, halacha l'maisa, better not to do exactly what the Magen Avram said, delay the onto this dime till you get to shul. So in other words, wash your hands, go to the bathroom, wash your hands again because you went to the bathroom, wait for Anatiwas Yadayim, go to the shul, go to the bathroom again, I guess, according to the Chayyad, wash your hands again, and then say Anatiwas Yadayim, and this way you yotzei everyone. Why? How are you wait? Oh. One second. Excellent. Good. So how are you yotzei the rush? Because you did it right before davening. Check. And he says the Mishnah Berurah, you're yotzei the Rajba also. The Rajba needs to say you make it the first second you wake up. Yeah, but you know what? The Rajba would allow you to say it in shul because some people don't know the bracha. They don't know the bracha, so they need to be yotzei the chazna on the tefillah sidaim. So therefore, he said you could do it in shul. This is the world of the Mishnah Berurah. Comes along my Rebbe Rav Willigan and Am Mordechai. You know, vehemently disagrees with this entire Mishnah Berurah. He says it's not pshat. He says that's not what the Magen Avram means at all. Rav Willig says the pshat in the Magen Avram is you go to the bathroom first. You wake up, you go to the bathroom first. How are you allowed to delay having ruach ra on your hands, having bad things? It says Rav Willig, Ivan Eitz, wash your hands first, sticking it under the sink, no cup. That doesn't count as an Atiwas Yadayim for the bracha. It counts as an Atiwas Yadayim to get rid of bad spirits on your hands. So stick your hands, wake up, stick your hands three times under the sink. Now your hands are clean. Now go to the bathroom. Now wash your hands with a cup three times. And now you can make an Atiwas Yadayim right there. Were you yotzei according to the Rajba? Absolutely. Because the first time that you washed with a kli, did you make an Atiwas Yadayim right after that? Absolutely. The first time when you stuck your hands didn't count. Then you went to the bathroom. Then you washed your hands with a cup. Now you're making Anatiwas Yadayim right there. According to the Rajba, you're supposed to make it as soon as you can when you wake up. You did. The first time that I washed my hands with a cup, I made the bracha.
What's the point of sticking your hands underneath the sink?
To get rid of the Ruach Ra. Because you don't want to have a Ruach Ra. The Ruach Ra gets off, says Rabbi, and he proves it from other Gemaras, that you get the Ruach Ra, you can get off by sticking it in a separate pan. So it's the no din of a cup in anything. That's just a Ruach Ra type thing. Yeah. Okay, and he says he's working with that Mahalakha, correct, that we don't do that, exactly. For the Ruach Ra, you could, right, correct. If you... And again, you can keep it by your hands, you can keep it by your bed, but you don't need to do the three pouring. You don't need to do the pouring, just have a bowl by your bed with the water and stick it right in. Okay, you can't, there may have issues because you have to stick into three different bowls. Really, you just have to have three different bowls so your tumma doesn't mix. But for the Ruach Ra, it's easy. You just stick in the sink three times, then you go to the bathroom, then you wash three times, you make a tizdaim, and then all is good. Now, Lamaisa, people don't do that. Sternbach says very simply, you follow the simple shot of the Mishnah Berurah. The best eitz is to get, you get both. Is you wake up right before you go to shul. If you wake up right before you go to shul, which is what most people do, wake up in shul also. But if you wake up right before you go to shul, you really don't have any of these issues because you wake up, you go to the bathroom first if you need to go, or if you wash your hands, you could just do Rabbi Willig shtick. You go to the bathroom, you wash your hands, and there's a dime, and you get dressed as you're in the bathroom or right around there. Then you run to shul. It's 5 minutes. I think it's, not to give TMI, but it's probably about 10 minutes from the time I leave my house or I wake up till I'm sometimes in the shul. You know, because you go to the bathroom quickly, you go do what you need to do, and then you get dressed quickly and you run to shul. So there's only a 10-minute lag. If there's only going to be a 10-minute lag, so you do it on the way. You see me saying it on the Tuesday dime on the way. I don't hold a sitter when I walk. I'm not so talented like some other people. But, you know, you say the on the Tuesday dime by heart, and you say it right there. That's the time to say it, because this way you get it close to shul as possible. You also get it close after you left the bathroom, and you're yotzei all the sheets. I think that's maybe the best eitzah to do it. As I said, I'm as confused as you are. This is one of the hardest topics. I've always tried to figure out what the ideal way to do. And the answer is there is no ideal way because there's all machlokes and everything. Shkoyach.